Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's update you on the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Five of us here on the show all gave you a player to score a touchdown. Try to add those up, see how we do.
Yep.
Now, we got shut out week one.
Yeah.
And so we said we can't do worse.
We did not do
and
worse.
No, we did not. We got 2 out of 5.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting closer.
Who got the 2?
That'd be you and me.
Oh, we did.
That'd be you and me.
Oh, all right. Nice. Yeah. Good for us.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying everybody else is the bozo.
Everybody else is the bozo.
Good to know. Great.
We are not the bozo. Everybody else is the bozo. But we'll be back on Friday for a week 3 of the bozo parlay.
We're due for maybe 3 or 4 touchdowns this week.
Chipping away.
We don't want to get them all in one week.
Oh,
we're easing our way into it.
Yeah. Chipping away.
Yeah.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
Grab bag.
As for the survivor, now I remember last year our survivor pool was up in smoke after week 1, week 2.
The whole station. The whole station was out after week 2.
So we're doing our own. The station was like, all right, that worked out so well last year. Why don't you guys do your own?
Sure.
We're all 2-0.
Yeah, now,
everybody advanced. So yesterday we had 2 Baltimore picks. Jones and Terp took Baltimore. They won. I took Arizona. They won. Billy took the Rams, who won. And then Nick had to wait till overtime, but he got a Cowboys win over the Giants.
So Nick was texting in overtime. What happened if they tied? Do you survive? I think you do, right?
They didn't technically lose, but also didn't technically win.
I think you survive, I believe, in a tie, although I don't. I'd have to check the fine print. I feel better about burning Cincinnati week 1 now that Burrow's out. Like, I feel a lot better about that. I've now burned Cincinnati and Baltimore. But still alive. We're all still alive. Cooking for week 3. We'll cook that up on Friday.
All right, here we go. According to Google AI Overview, in an NFL survivor pool, what happens with a tie depends entirely on the specific rules of your pool, usually set by the pool commissioner.
Keith?
Well, this is what it says. Next. The most common outcome a tie is treated as a loss, eliminating your entry.
Wow. Well, it didn't end up coming into play.
But some pools allow for advancement or have specific tie-breaking rules.
Let's make a rule right now.
So you must check your pool's guidelines.
Let's make a rule right now. Are we going
that's why I texted.
Are we going with the common rule? Ties a loss.
Ties out.
Tie, you're out.
Ties out.
All right.
We need winners, not losers. This is like a Mike McDaniel thing.
Yeah.
To win, you need to win.
You barely survived, but you're lucky, Nick. You're lucky.
All right.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right. The Red Sox were able to win yesterday. They are off today, though, Jones. No game for the Sox.
Okay.
They will take on
night off.
The Athletics.
Ooh.
An important 3-game series with the A's. Connelly Early will be on the mound on Tuesday. Lucas Giolito will get the 2nd game of the series. And then Brian Bayo, which is a day game on Thursday, will be on the mound.
Giolito, by the way, closing the loop, only needs 4 more innings, so he should be able to get there.
Bayo, notoriously not great during the day, right?
He's been better, though.
He's figured that out a little bit.
I think he started rocky. Okay. I'd have to double check, but I think he's been better of late.
All right, I hope so.
Homeboy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler, no, I'm not tagging her, but you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you. What you wanna do?
Grab bag.
What you trying to do?
Grab bag.
What you wanna do?
Grab bag.
All right, I have a wild stat and a trivia question.
Ooh.
First, the wild stat.
Okay.
Juan Soto of the New York Baseball Mets has a 40 home run, 30 steal, 100 walk season.
Uh-huh.
Those numbers have only been done by two players.
But you're telling me he's done, that's his current season?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Juan Soto.
40, 30, 100. It's only been done by two players?
Two other players. Yep. He is the third player to go for, so he's now at 40 home runs even, 32 steals, 119 walks. So only two players, besides Juan Soto, who did it this weekend.
Did Bonds do it?
Yes.
Okay, Bonds makes sense.
Yes.
Million walks. I don't know if he got to the 30 steals, but that makes sense.
Yeah, early in his career, he would
was
scoot.
Was A-Rod the other one?
No. Great guess. That was one of my guesses,
Canseco.
Too. No. No, it's a good guess.
The Babe.
No. I don't think it was a speedster. 30.
No, I was thinking walks and home runs. Sorry,
what? I don't know if he had the swipes.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get the 30 steals.
I think it's a really tough one.
Okay. 40 and 30? Yeah, how many
40,
guys?
30.
That's even hard to do.
Right, so, yeah,
40, so Soriano 40. Couldn't have walked that much. I'm just trying to think of other guys who put up big numbers like
not,
that.
Was it this millennium? Was it, like, when are we talking about?
90s. 90s. Oh, wow, Twitch chat has it. I was shocked that it was this guy. It's not Trout. It's not Betts.
Oh,
it's not Goldschmidt.
Actually, Trout would have been a good guess. It's Bagwell?
Jeff Bagwell.
I never would have
got
that.
I think he did it twice.
Honestly, I feel better about my Babe Ruth guess than the Bagwell one.
Jeff Bagwell scooting around for 30 bags? I'm like, man, I don't remember him like that.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Wow.
I thought maybe.
Red Sox shouldn't. I'll say it now. Red Sox shouldn't have traded him. I'll go out on a limb and say it. Yeah.
Should have kept him?
Yeah, they should have held on to him. Yeah.
They could have had Jeff Bagwell. They could have had Babe Ruth and Mookie Betts.
Oh, man.
Not overlapping, necessarily.
They messed up, yeah.
Just in their franchise.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
All right, Monday Night Football doubleheader. You got any bets you like for Bucks-Texans, where the Texans are favored by 2.5? And then the late game tonight, Chargers-Raiders. Both teams are 1-0, so something's got to give, and the Chargers are 3.5-point favorites. So you got a home dog there in the late game.
Okay. I'll tell you what I like. I don't know what the odds are, so maybe I'm not really going out on a limb here. I'd like a big Nico Collins bounce back. He did nothing week one. We saw what like the Jamar Chases of the world could do.
Yeah.
So I'd expect a big bounce back. Maybe that means anytime touchdown. I imagine that's not like the boldest take, but let me check what the odds are on that. Something like that. I'd expect a big bounce back on national TV for him. Nico for a touchdown plus 135. That's not crazy.
All right.
Something
no,
like that.
I like that. Yeah. That's nice.
Grab bags. Grab bags. Grab bag.
I don't know if you saw this video over the weekend. I think it's a viral video. There was a walk-off in the Milwaukee Brewers game.
I did.
And little Kenny Rosenthal was there to interview the player that had the walk-off. But then, obviously, with like a lot of walk-offs, here comes the Gatorade bath. So Rosenthal tries to get out of the way, right?
And there's he didn't want to drown in the Gatorade bath.
Good move.
He's a tiny little guy.
He's like, just going to wear it like Aaron Austin
every time. He didn't want to stand there in the puddle and just, you know, lose his life.
So he does like quick, like he looked like a defensive back. He did like a little back, little scurry, little pedal. Like a hobbit getting away from Mordor. He goes scurrying back, hits the camera guy, who was like crouched down trying to take a photo, and the camera guy falls down. Rosenthal doesn't, but he like gets tripped up a little bit. Rosenthal then turns around. Does he offer him a hand? No. He offered him a very menacing look, like he was about to kick his ass. So all 5'1" of Ken Rosenthal mean mugs this guy, who only got knocked over because Rosenthal was, like, scared of the water.
Yeah.
And then he stares at him like he's going to kick his ass.
Now, let me play devil's advocate here.
It sounds like
we're ganging up on teeny little itty-bitty Ken Rosenthal.
No, I'm not. I'm just painting a picture.
But when you get truck stuck by Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah. That's on you?
Yeah, maybe that's on you.
I think he had bad footing, though. He was crouched down like a catcher.
Yeah, but he's probably still taller than Rosenthal. I'd say that's still, you know, you didn't need to.
He's looking down at Rosenthal.
You didn't need to go barrel it over.
But, like, all you do as like a fellow human, we are, as far as I know, all human, right?
Yes.
In this room?
Yeah, you should probably apologize. Or, hey, you all right there, bud?
The interview wasn't going to start without you, Ken.
Yeah.
You can offer a hand to help the guy up. And if you choose not to.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
Or you look at him and you're like, dude, my bad. And then you just like get back to your interview.
Yeah.
Or option three, glare at the guy like he just caused you harm. It was so strange. I watched that clip 10 times.
He has apologized today. Have you seen this?
No.
He said, I felt awful about what happened and I apologized profusely.
No, he doesn't like the backlash.
I'm not sure you did. Yeah,
he doesn't like, because people are making fun of him so bad today.
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
I hope it's not height stuff because that's really not. That's mean.
Be the bigger man.
Yeah.
And we all are.
Thank you. Yeah, we all.
I was born a bigger man than Ken Rosenthal.
Easily are. Yeah.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Okay. College football weekend, Jones. We saw Boston College lose late night to Stanford on Saturday.
Not a good Stanford team.
Bill Belichick did get his second win. The Spiders of Richmond were no match for
really,
the
really good Richmond team.
North Carolina Tar Heels. Yeah, so they were able to get the better of them. Miami blew out South Florida. No surprise there. Georgia went into Rocky Top and defeated Tennessee in overtime, 44-41.
Ball's covered, though. But yes, they did get the win, yep.
And then Texas A&M Notre Dame, crazy game. Crazy finish to that one. Notre Dame's holder couldn't hold an extra point. They showed him like 1,000 times to the point where, like, I don't really feel bad for most people, but I was like, all right,
like,
can we ease up on this guy?
You're the Notre Dame broadcast, right? Wasn't it on NBC? You're like, you're the Notre Dame broadcast.
It might have been.
I think it was.
Like every 10 seconds they would like go back to that kid.
Yeah,
you're like, we got it. Yeah. He botched the snap.
I'll tell you what, the A&M receivers, and they highlighted these guys a ton too. Reed, the quarterback, meh. But the receivers there are electric. That's a good A&M team.
Yeah, so that was good. So Notre Dame off to a quick 0-2 start as well. Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because
we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without... Grab bag.
The Dallas Cowboys have signed Jadeveon Clowney to a one-year deal. You in on that?
No.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
The New England Revolution fired head coach Caleb Porter.
Today?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I think so. How about he was doing wonders?
He wasn't. He's out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on the outside of the, you look at the MLS table, Jones. I don't know if you pulled up the table.
What's the table looking like?
Out of the 15 teams in the Eastern Conference, I'm not going to ask you who the teams are because I know you know this.
Yeah, well, I got that.
They're
sure.
Currently 11th.
Ooh.
So they need a little something to...
honestly, higher than I would have guessed.
Yeah.
They bring it back Bruce?
Yeah. I don't believe
don't think
that's
so?
The
no,
case.
That's not the case. That's not going to happen? Okay.
I don't believe
Let's not report that.
Still don't know exactly why he's even gone, okay. But we'll get there
Let's
at some point.
Let's not report that.
Grab bag.
All right, the weekend box office, there's a movie called Demon Slayer. It looks like it's like a anime type of thing.
Yeah, I saw
$70 million.
I saw some, so I believe it's the highest debuting anime film of all time or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. I can get you details.
There was also a gentleman who was arrested for urinating in the film. He was watching the film, peed all over the floor, I guess.
Oh.
And they had to take him out.
Oh, that sounds like a good movie.
His mugshot's on TMZ.
He couldn't leave. He couldn't leave the theater. That sounds like a really
good
film.
It looks like the least of his concerns. He had, I think, a tough weekend.
It was the biggest opening weekend domestic gross for an anime movie.
It crushed it. So it made $70 million.
Speaking of domestic gross, that guy in the theater.
That guy has a problem.
Aye, aye, aye.
Meanwhile, Davey and I are going to review a movie tonight for Dork that made $1.7 million.
Oh?
Spinal Tap 2, the end continues.
Yeah, no, I don't want to spoil anything.
We're excited. I liked it.
It's. I was going to say, it sounded Tap. Like you gave it good reviews.
I think we were the only ones that saw it. There were $1.7 million.
That's not.
Especially
that's
not with the cost of ticket prices now.
Debut, no.
Yeah, no, debuted 9th. It just beat out the re-release of The Sound of Music, which made 1.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, good for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My kids have been listening to those tunes all the time now.
Oh, it's a
So
good
Long
film.
Farewell.
It's a good, oh, great one.
They can't get enough of that.
I like So Long Farewell. What's the one where they got all the puppets dancing around there?
Good
that's
one
a good too. One, too. Yeah,
I know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's nice.
My, you know, at the end of the year when, like, Spotify or, like, Apple Music, like, tells you what you
wrapped?
Listen to, it's going to be all K-pop
Jones
Demon Hunters. It's going to be K-pop Demon Hunters and Sound of Music.
Oh, mine will be a lot of K-pop Demon Hunters.
Maybe some Spinal Tap, too. Work it in. It's pretty. It's not bad.
Nice. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You'd be in
paradise and put up a grab bag. All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Okay, well, they did lose yesterday 10-2 to the Los Angeles baseball Dodgers, Devers was 0-for-3 in the game. But he did draw a walk and scored a run. That's like his typical line.
It's what he's been doing a lot lately. They are one game over 500. They're 9 games under since acquiring Devers. Red Sox still 13 over since dealing away Devers. But however, yeah, what, they're a game and a half out?
1.5 behind the New York baseball Mets.
Mets aren't good. They have not been good for quite a time.
Although, wait till you hear this Juan Soto stat I got for you. 40-30-100.
Pretty good. Really good.
So who do you got there for the last? So the Cubs and Padres are basically set. They haven't clinched, but they're basically set.
Who do I have or who am I rooting for?
No. Not who you're rooting for. So you have Mets, Giants, but
Reds.
Then even the Snakes and the Reds are also in it.
Yeah.
You're gonna say Mets still get in?
I think the Giants are going to get in the way it's going.
Probably.
And I am not looking forward to that, but that's how it seems like it's going.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
It was a much needed Red Sox win last night, so let's get to our Hogdale call of the night.
Pitch swung on and lifted by Narvaez, center field, high and deep. Center fielder watches it, goes over his head, into the stands. A solo shot for the captain. The Sox lead now 6-0. His 14th of the season. Let's go. Will Warren is out. Dog loser.
Wow.
Let's go.
You know what I also enjoyed about that call is the true side-by-side with the ESPN call. Is that what I heard there?
You can hear both calls. Yeah.
That Ravi and Hog on the call?
Long day. Hog had a long day yesterday.
Will Warren is a dog loser.
I'm sorry. What was that little noise in there?
He got himself a soundboard.
Oh, he's got a soundboard.
He got himself a soundboard.
Oh, welcome to the soundboard fraternity.
Wow. Just one last time. Guys, give me that
he
one.
He added.
Was that?
Will Warren is a dog loser.
That's what this has been missing. The soundboard. I'll tell you what, though. When I first got the soundboard brag for the Dork podcast, it could be very distracting.
Yeah.
And the first several episodes were pretty much just spent on fart noises. I have a whole row of just fart noises. Yep. Like 8 different farts.
It's good.
Some long, some short, some quick.
Yeah, well, you need a variety.
It's like 5 minutes long, don't you?
Yes. I also have that one, which is fantastic.
Nice.
So, all right, good stuff there from
great stuff.
Hog.
Good job, Hog.
Appreciate that call. Yep. Very good.
Grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best Major League Baseball performer was from Sunday, September 14th. Jones, was it Mickey Moniak? 4-for-4, 2 home runs, 5 RBI, and 2 steals.
Maybe. Yeah,
was it George Springer? 3-for-5, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs. Was it Bo Naylor? 2-for-3, 1 home run, 3 RBI. Was it George Kirby? 6 1/3 innings, 2 earned, 14 Ks.
Wow.
Was it Adam Mazur? 6 scoreless with 4 punch outs.
I don't think it was him.
Oh, it couldn't have been.
Or
was it Cal Rally? 54th home run of the year.
Pretty nice. Yeah. Well, let's go with George Kirby.
George Kirby.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, no Red Sox game today, so truly a random player, a player who played for 5 teams in a 12-year career, was a shortstop in the majors. I guess did dabble at second base as well. A middle infielder.
In the majors.
The majors.
Okay, good.
I don't know. I couldn't speak to where he played prior
He made it to the
or
show.
After.
Okay.
He did. He was in the major leagues. He played for Colorado, the Cubs, the Giants, the Royals, and the Tigers.
Ooh, I was waiting for the Braves. I was about to guess Walt Weiss, not Walt Weiss.
It's not Walt Weiss. Yeah. He never made an all-star team, but it wasn't for a lack of effort because
sounds like Walt Weiss.
He did win a gold glove.
Oh.
He also made just south of $21 million in his illustrious major league career. He was 11th in the rookie of the year voting.
Have we had this guy before?
Maybe.
Royce Clayton?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say Juan Uribe.
It's neither one of those guys.
Okay, neither one. Okay.
I don't think we've had him, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. I'd bet your life on it.
Yeah,
but I
wouldn't bet my life. All right, give me the era.
All right, broke in 96. His official rookie season was 97. His last season was 2007. He led the league in triples one year, had back-to-back 11 triple seasons.
Oh.
Most home runs in a year was only 12. Most steals was 13.
Oh.
That was all in the same year.
I was
year.
Thinking Eric Young Jr., but nope, okay.
But was a 2000 gold glove winner at shortstop.
Gold glove winner at short.
Text line has it.
Come on, text line.
Twitch chat, something has popped up, and now I can't even
Twitch
read
chat
the
is
chat.
Currently down in it's the studio. So if you have
it. Oh, the Zoom meeting ended.
Oh, is that what it is? Credit to you.
Oh, I actually pulled it up here.
Oh, you got
and
it.
And Twitch chat also has it. Yeah.
Anything back there? Not Eric Young Jr.? You sure it's not Walt Weiss?
Oh, yep. Switch hitter.
Well, that's
you
okay.
You bat from both sides. If you guys were like on the fence about who to guess.
You left out that. I looked. Clint Barmas?
No.
Oh. Who? Omar Infante?
No, read the top one.
Oh.
And like the fourth one.
Nathy Perez.
He got it! The Red
Sox win! There's more Clint Barmas.
It's not Clint Barmas. It's Nathy Perez. And that's how you play. Random baseball player of the day.
All right, good stuff, as always.
Congratulations to Nathy.
You're in the grab bag. You're on Jones and Keefe, random ball player. Each and every day. It's a Patriots.
Good player.
Oh, a real nice player. I almost remembered him. It's Patriots Monday. Make sure you stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got the quarterback of the Patriots, Drake May. And we'll get you the clip du jour. Stay tuned. It's next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI Jones. It is time for the clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and it's a Patriots Monday, so that means we had a chance to speak with friend of the show and Patriots tight end, Hunter Henry.
Okay, you guys won last week, so you're 1-0 with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. You know we're bringing it back. Let's hit it.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, Hunter, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised ever, 1 being not surprised at all, how surprised were you when Destiny's Child broke up?
Good Lord, I was young, man. I was so young when that happened.
1 to 85?
1 to 85. Let's go 45.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Wow, more surprised than the ending of The Sixth Sense.
That was surprising.
You didn't have much to say there.
No,
yes.
No.
Yeah.
That didn't surprise him at all. Destiny's Child, though.
Not to put...
The Destiny's Child breakup was after The Sixth Sense came out.
Yeah.
So we're getting a little bit closer to modern times.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Not to put more on Terp's plate. Maybe we need like a weekly graphic of like where everything checks in
on
100% the scale.
We need that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terp, if you can get working on
then
that.
Then at the end of the season, we can really paint a picture of what does, in fact, surprise Hunter Henry, what does not surprise
him. I do like that it seems like 2 weeks in, he needed the reminder again about the scale, but...
That's right, but he thought about it.
He seemed to have a little more fun with it. A little more fun
and
with it
and a courteous laugh as well.
A courteous laugh.
He did have a courteous
laugh. That was after what seemed like a very rude laugh earlier in the interview, but he was much more courteous there. So if you missed any of that... That's a man enjoying himself, is what that is. So that's on the Odyssey app. Go check it out if you missed any of it. You can also listen to WEEI Afternoons with Drake May there today. We have Andy Hart with us. What's up, Andy?
First of all, I enjoyed that. I don't know whether that was like resignation, like, oh, these guys are actually going to keep doing this or embracing it a little bit, like consistency is key.
I think he's embracing it a little bit.
Little bit. Like, hey, this really isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah. Now, he has an interesting barometer. Well,
it is strange.
I look forward to the graphic that Terp will put up later in the year, putting it all on the screen for me.
He doesn't want to go too high or too low.
No.
To this point,
like, what does surprise him?
I don't know. We're trying to find out.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now. We're going to find out.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but we got plenty of places we can go with it.
So I look forward to that. We're going to find out how the quarterback feels, 2:15.
Awesome.
After
great game for him.
Have we settled into the best game of his career?
I said that right off, far and away.
I thought it was trending toward the best game of his career just on the start, the first couple of drives. You're like, wow, he came out hot. We'll also talk to Marcus Jones at 3 o'clock here on a Patriots Monday. But, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of positive takes from that game. I don't know how you couldn't. I mean, they needed that. We all bitched about him last week, right? The noise, there's too much on his plate. Mm-hmm. He's not going to express it, but he's got to have a little, like, swagger to him, like, shut up those idiots with this performance kind of thing.
A little bit.
Because he likes humidity, and this will be the last time he'll play in humidity yes, this year.
Yep. Get ready to get your long sleeves out. Guy likes the warm weather, as he said. So more with WEEI Afternoons with quarterback Drake May.
Yeah.
Along with Marcus Jones on a Patriots Monday. You can dial him up, 617-779-7937. Yeah, got hard. Yeah, I got Fitzy, and you got Patriots Monday following the 33-27 win yesterday. We're back tomorrow with a Tier Tuesday, with a Tommy Tuesday. We got Kiefer Madness for you tomorrow as well. We'll talk to you at 10 here on WEEI.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.